And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This area news update is brought to you by Francis Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150 today. And Rochelle Marie Clark was arraigned before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court this week. Represented by attorney Michelle R. Sieve, Ms. Clark entered a plea of not guilty to the charges. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rakowski represented the people, and a pretrial hearing has been scheduled for June 22, 2026 at 10 a.m. Bond was previously set at $3,500 with 10% posted and will continue with its current conditions. And some street improvements will be done in Tuscola Township in the coming weeks. The Board of Trustees approved doing a 1.5-inch overlay on Athletic Street and on Wells Street, doing chip seal on Bull Street from Orme Street to Lauren Street. And approval was also given to do crack seal on Hart Street from Van Cleve Street to Muth Street, and also on Waterman Street from Hart Street to Ridgeville Street. Besides street work, approval was given to spray the brush along Sohn Street. To go along with sprucing up the community, the board set May 14th as Yard Waste Pickup Day to do a collection of unwanted tires on June 13th and to see about getting a dumpster to use for spring cleanup. And Sergeant Jordan Wade was appointed as Tuscola County's next emergency manager. She began her career with the Tuscola Sheriff's Office in 2013 in the Corrections Division before transitioning to Road Patrol. In 2021, she was promoted to Sergeant in the Road Patrol Division. And throughout her career, Wade has taken on additional responsibilities, including field training officer, firearms instructor, firearms armorer, and evidence technician. She has been recognized with citations for professional excellence and was named Officer of the Year in 2023. Wade earned her degree in criminal justice from Saginaw Valley State University and completed the police academy at Delta College. She replaces Lieutenant Steve Anderson, who retired after 27 years of service in the Sheriff's Department. And there are a lot more questions than answers regarding proposed solar development in Elmwood Township. No information has been given on how much the township will benefit financially from solar development or how long the township will receive payments from the state for a solar farm or even how many acres of land will be used to create the solar farm and more. Some township residents feel those questions should be easy for DTE to answer, but so far that has not been the case. There is also a concern that two or three of the five members of the township board will benefit financially from solar farm development because they have leases with an industrial solar developer. Some concerned township residents say they feel some township board members are making solar farm development decisions for their own financial gain that other residents will have to live with. That is a conflict of interest that needs to be addressed and has been sidestepped. Those concerns are part of the reason Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie are on the Tuesday, May 5th election to be recalled and replaced by newcomers Michelle Hopp, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lonsbury. And we will be right back after this message from Francis Water Conditioning.
You look at the ingredients in your food, have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Connecticut dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Connecticut water systems are customizable for every situation, for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francek Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150 and see what Connecticut water system is right for you.
Francic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way, you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5152 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
The Port Austin Community Players invite you to enjoy a high-class Manhattan townhouse thriller, Night Watch, by Lucille Fletcher. In the dead of night, when the world is quiet, what if you heard something you weren't meant to hear? Unable to sleep, Elaine Wheeler paces the living room of her Manhattan townhouse, troubled by unsettling memories and vague fears. The plot mirrors Rear Window and Gaslight, exploring if she is witnessing a crime or suffering a breakdown. Every second counts, but will anyone believe her before it's too late? Night Watch, a chilling story that will keep you guessing. Performances are Friday, April 24th and Saturday, the 25th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 26th at 2 p.m. And then once again on Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 3rd at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for youth 18 and under. For reservations, contact the Port Austin Community Players box office at 989-738-5217. That's 989-738-5217.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.